KX, mobile.
Now, KO4, CEF.
Nope, just leaving Steve's house. Come get the antennas and a piece of tower.
Go back over there after you get everything right another day, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll probably come down Saturday morning and do it.
Shoot, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to get me a... I'm going to go ahead and order that 6100.
What trigger, huh? Honey, you can't take it with you. That's what I was told.
Now I'm trying to work on this switch I got and see if I can get this radio to work on the antenna. Now I can put the 7100 in here and then be able to flip back and forth.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to get everything gathered up to where I can do something.
Take the GMRS radio offline, so I've got to figure out how to make it work.
Which one are you using for that?
One that I'm talking on, the 72-bit. If I would have unlocked this radio and I did do that, then this would probably be the radio I would do it on.
I mean...
Because, you know, I wouldn't actually do that.
Be Part 90 certified. Tell you what, these are some narrow roads up here, or down here.
We don't expect big honking trucks come driving down.
All right, but even if you were pulling a trailer, it'd be narrow. A small car trailer.
Drive my travel trailer, pull it down any back roads around here.
And then the shoulders are falling off, so you got to be careful with that, too.
Totally. Home late tonight. The wife's not going to be mad at you.
She ain't home yet.
You can take your time.
Pretty much.
Tap.
From Steve to you, ever, do you know?
See, I don't know exactly where he lives. I know where he's close by. Let me figure it out.
Campobello Methodist Church.
As the crow flies, it's probably somewhere around 10 miles. Campobello is about 6 miles from my house.
I'm heading into Campobello now.
26.
Me back over to 25, I guess. I'm not sure. Matter, I can go either way.
This is off of New Cut, right? So if you're going through Campobello, you're headed towards 26.
11 and 14 where the Sphinx is at.
Headed back towards 25 then.
And then I can choose whether I want to go whichever way. See, cutting across through here and going over to 25... It saves a little bit of time, but because I'm heading in that general direction.
And that?
It's not near as busy as 26 is.
Got that right.
School bus out on the road. Just seeing them out this time of day.
Driver's only mode of transportation.
It shouldn't be the county's problem. I get aggravated with at the county where I live. You got county employees taking home county equipment, using it for themselves, but the taxpayers are the ones footing the bill.
Yeah, well, it happens all the time, I'm sure.
We've got a piece of it about every weekend.
About your cases coming in anytime soon?
The shipment of it was at Expo, that way he would be able to receive it when it did come in. We didn't want to sit on the front porch over there, but nobody there.
Because, might have Pelican Road all over
it. Seeing how this is the first shipment from him, we didn't want to have to deal with that.
Definitely be tempting for porch pirates. fun.
Just run right off 11 and there it is.
Is this a little faster? Who knows? 1 or 2.
Oh no, it brought me up here right out on exit 5.
That's that, I-26 and Highway 11. If you come down 5 miles, you'll be on my exit.
Shell station's at the truck stop.
That?
The last Friday.
Fuel, $3 and something a gallon.
Actually, that's cheap.
Up your way?
Yeah, a little bit. That's the cheapest I can find it right now is $3.53 a gallon. Everywhere else is $3.59 to $3.69.
I can look on my way home. I guess I'm going to drive the car tomorrow if the wife don't have nothing going on. Save a little bit of fuel there. And then drive the truck on Friday.
Well, you're about cheaper to find you a little beater for gas mileage. And just put the miles on it back and forth to work.
Looking for like a Ford Explorer, you know, because they have a good ground plane on top of it. So I keep looking for one, but man, they just want too much money for them.
Everything is a lot of money.
And then the ones that you can find for a decent price are beat all the crap, the seats are ripped, all the, you know, foam's coming out of them. So it's like, no, I'm not doing all that.
That's my letting this truck get by me.
Yeah, so you'll have to go up Saluda grade, won't you?
Yeah, that's generally not a problem.
Try to avoid it when I can. I've never, ever driven my truck and pulled the camper up Saluda grade. Never had a tramper trailer going up Saluda grade. So I don't know if I'm just scared of it or what, but you know, you got 5,000-6,000 pounds behind you or more. You know, the new camper weighs more than that. You know, it's just, I don't want to put the truck through those kind of paces. It's all right going down towards the coast. It's not that bad, but for whatever reason, Saluda grade just scares me taking it up.
This month, I worked on a lot of trucks pulling campers up that mountain.
You know, you get up there and you think you can put the pedal to the metal and you end up blowing a motor out of it. I talked to a guy, he had a newer one, had the new motor in it, and he ended up blowing it out going up Saluda grade. So I always figured if I was ever going to take a travel trailer up towards the mountains, I was going down 25 to do it.